are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A lot of news today. I guess antidepressants in pregnant women may not be causing autism. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how older individuals may not have to be on as tight a blood pressure control as we once thought. Maybe we could kind of ease up on grandma and grandpa on yelling at them to take their medications. We also have some medicinal effects of mistletoe, right? You know, I know a lot of you guys are out there going, I'll try the mistletoe thing on the babes. The younger generation, I don't think really understands the whole mistletoe thing. I think mistletoe was used a lot more in older generations. I think, you know, when you say mistletoe, people confuse it with camel. Well, you know what, but anyway. So I think it's wasted on a lot of young people, and I would really love to kind of bring back that whole mistletoe thing. I know you could spread germs with the kisses, but that's pretty cool. But anyway, we got some interesting information on some medicinal attributes of that. Then, I guess 1 in 8 men has the quote-unquote heart attack gene. Right? Apparently, the DNA fault that it has could raise your risk of heart attack by 38%. Pretty crazy stuff. Okay, then, we're also going to explore obese patients and what's happening in the medical community to try to accommodate for that. All right, you know, we've been talking about airlines and how they're trying to either sell you 2 seats or you may get to pay an upgrade for extra seats. What's happening in the medical community? Obesity is such a huge problem, and we really haven't, you know, been able to put our finger on the pulse of it. What is happening in the medical community, and have they even started? So, as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. I know we've got a lot of phone calls and messages. Let me see what we have here. What you got first, Don? Laryngitis. A lot of laryngitis out there, isn't there?
Hey, Dr. Dahlia, this is Justin. My dad is a practicing OBGYN in Hopkinsville, Kentucky. He has come up with a malleable adipose tissue retractor for C-sections on large BMI women. And I was wondering if you might be able to check out the link, and you don't have to talk about it if you don't want on air, but it might raise the question or a topic of obesity and the way that that docs are having to overcome issues in surgery with obese people.
Thank you. I wish I could talk to you live. I think you were one of the messages that was left. What's happening in the surgical arena should be happening in lightning speed like we've seen with other types of industries. Yes, I know of a clinical trial. I think it was back in April. They were trying to find patients for this. I think it was an Alexis retractor, something like that, because when you're operating, and if somebody is of a higher BMI, you need to have a certain sort of tension on the tissue, right? If any of you have ever operated or seen an operation, right? You cut through the skin, right? Then you cut through the layers of the skin. You get through the subcutaneous. Then you get through the fat, okay? The fat seems to come out. I know everybody's like, well, do lipo right there. No, you can't just do some isolated lipo. Okay, you got to plan and choreograph a lipo, all right? It's kind of like, you know, art. Okay, you can't just, you know, go with lipo. All right, and then you start going into the fascia, then you got the muscle, and, you know, and then you get into the peritoneum, and get into the abdominal area. So there's a lot of layers, okay? If somebody is obese, then we need, and that's interesting, I will check out the website, we will need then, obviously, a retractor that could hold and withstand the extra girth. right? And many of the surgical equipment of the olden days, no, you know, people were smaller, people were skinnier, etc. And so, yes, I have heard that, like, for C-section, etc., mind you, C-section, if you have somebody obese plus they're pregnant, okay, they're pretty large. Okay, their BMI is pretty large. You have an excuse, they're pregnant, leave them alone. Okay, don't yell at them. Leave, you know, they had a baby, let them, you know, okay. I don't like putting pregnant women on diets. I like watching the calories, but I don't have the guts to tell a pregnant woman to go on a diet. And you better not have told me to go on a diet when I was pregnant. So, absolutely. You know, there's a big thing that we don't realize is there's a lot of staffing issues. Because when you have an obese patient that needs to be lifted, the average nurse cannot lift that patient. Okay? You know, in the olden days, you'd kind of get these big women, and every now and then there would be some men, you know, walking around the, the Catholic hospitals, etc. Okay? We need more and more people. And they say many nurses, I think about 12%, leave their profession annually because of back injuries. 50% of all nurses complain of chronic back pain. I mean, this is something you just don't think about, okay? Injuries, people falling, people stepping on each other, etc. And I mean, this could be a non-obese person too. But there's also lifts that need to be bought, larger beds, a whole variety of things, toilets, sinks, wheelchairs. The average size wheelchair does not fit an obese patient. They've had to increase it. And you know, one hospital had talked about how, wait a second, you know, if you have an obese patient and you have regular chairs and little sleeping areas for family members, you need to upsize those because many patients with large BMIs come from family with larger BMIs. As we're seeing, it's more genetic than we think, all right, as opposed to just one person in the family not exercising. And so families need now bigger equipment and chairs, et cetera. And, you know, yeah, I believe that we do need to provide the accommodations, okay? I mean, you could yell and scream and say, oh, the person's obese or whatever, but I'm a doctor. I need to take care of you now, okay? I can't sit there and yell at you and say, come back after you've lost 60 pounds. I need to be able to take care of you now. And so, unfortunately, this is something that I think it's overlooked. So, you know, while we're trying to expand, you know, in the airplane setting, you know, and maybe on the bus, remember they had to change the bus rules because we would hit the maximum weight. We need to do it in the medical profession. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dial. So this was interesting. Today we found out that there are new guidelines for the management of high blood pressure that suggest that if you're over 60 years old, you could probably go around with higher blood pressure without your doctor freaking out. Now, we know that high blood pressure, you have the diastolic and the systolic. We've talked about that. The systolic is the pumping pressure. The diastolic is the filling pressure, the bottom number, right? And everybody asks me, which is more important? They both are important. Your filling pressure is important. Your pumping pressure is important. Okay? We don't give a number to anything that's not important. You realize that. Okay? Just like a blood test. Dr. Dahlia, don't run a blood test that's not important. Well, if it's a blood test, it's important. Okay, I wouldn't run a non-important blood test. I mean, what's not important? Testosterone, that's important. Estrogen, that's important. Blood count. So, all right, to me, they're all important. Now, for years, we've been trying to keep you guys under 140 over 90. All right, and then 140 over 90 used to be the cutoff, and then they started saying, look, if you're even in the 130s over 85s, you're still high. Well, now they're saying that if an older people, if you're over 60 and your blood pressure is 150 over 90, you may not need to be on medication. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. You're like, oh, Obamacare. I know. Don't worry. I'm always watching for that. Okay? But I guess these are guidelines that have been around for more than 30 years. And now they're saying, you know, look, we probably don't have to change the other ones. But there's strong evidence to support treating hypertensive patients over 30 and 60 years old and above to get them below 150 over 90. If you're between 30 and 59, we need to get that bottom number under 90. They say there's not enough evidence in high blood pressure patients younger than 60 for an actual systolic goal, or for those younger than 30 to have a bottom number, a diastolic goal. So the panel recommends just keeping a blood pressure of less than 140 over 90 for those groups based on expert opinion. Now, for those of us in the medical field, we're going, wait, what? Hold the phone here. Now, the reason why we're saying that, we're like, what? With a capital F. The reason why we're saying that is because, all right, for over the last few years, they have bludgeoned us with literature on how we need to do a much better job getting your blood pressure down. So now I look like a flipping idiot walking into the patient room saying your blood pressure is too high, we need to lower it. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? My blood pressure is 138 over 87. What are you talking about? I go, it's too high. All right, we need you in the 120s over 70s or the 110s over 60s. You're too high. And they're like, what? And I'm like, what? And they're like, what? It's addictive. You can just keep on going, what? The whole time. Anyway, all right, then we're being told that we're doing a half-assed job with our seniors because they're spiking with their blood pressure, having heart attacks and strokes, multi-infarct dementia to get their blood pressure down. So all this time, I have been yelling at my 62-year-olds who are not Medicare yet, trying to figure out how to handle, you know, the whole Obamacare crisis and not having health insurance, saying, look, you're going to have to be able to still get your blood pressure medicine. Okay, you could go to this clinic over here, you could go to this clinic, or we could see you for a cash discount, we could kind of make this work, but you've got to get your blood pressure down. All right, 150 over 90 is too high. We need you in the 130s. And now they're coming out saying, you know what, no big deal, let it slide. Why are they saying let it slide? Now, okay, I'm not saying this is all some big conspiracy. I don't like to do that. But I got to tell you, I'm a little confused. Okay, you know, when you yell at us and you flog us doctors all the time with literature saying do not let your seniors stroke while they're asleep. Do not let them get that early morning heart attack. Make sure you're doing sleep studies on them to make sure their blood pressure isn't high or spiking. Why the hell are they allowing you to walk around with a resting blood pressure of 150 over 90? If your resting blood pressure is 150 over 90 and you get a 20, 30 point spike, now you're up in the 180s. Makes no sense to me. Now, mind you, medications come with risks. Okay, I know y'all are saying, oh, Dr. Dahlia loves the pharmaceuticals. I do like blood pressure pills. I'm not an idiot. Okay, I mean, you know, when people die of a stroke or heart attack or having, you know, a bleed in their brain because they popped the blood vessel from their high blood pressure, I like the pills. Thank you. Okay, a lot of your diet and exercise that you guys are doing is phenomenal and keep it up and good for you. But if your blood pressure is spiking into the 180s, 190s, you know, sometimes diet and exercise isn't the whole culprit. You have something else going on, and that's what these medications are for. And I don't mind if they're generic. They don't have to now come from a pharmaceutical company. They come from a generic company. I don't care. Just if you need to take the gosh darn medications, take the gosh darn medications. So, all right, where was I? All right, so I don't like blood pressure being at the resting of 150 over 90. To me, that's stupid. Now, this is what I think you guys need to do. What I think you need to do is have a blood pressure cuff at home. Oh, I was talking about the conspiracy with Obamacare. No, here's the thing. All these guidelines have been coming out, and I think we have done a phenomenal job over the last few years prior to the Affordable Health Care Act. Everybody, just pat yourself on the back. Bravo. I think we have gotten cholesterol down. We have really started to get to the gut of diabetes. Look at all this stuff. We're using Gila Monster saliva, for crying out loud. That's some cool stuff. Right? We're preventing kidney disease and diabetes now with these little ACE inhibitors. We're trying to nail these diabetic foot ulcers before they come out. We have done phenomenal preventing so many heart attacks with using these statin medications. We have done a damn good job. One of the reasons why we're in the healthcare crisis that we're in is because we've done such a damn good job. Now patients know that there is something we could do to combat early death. And you want to know what? Patients are asking for it. They would like a little pill to prevent them from having a stroke or a heart attack in their sleep. Okay? They're asking for that. So I, as a doctor, you know, ask and you shall receive. Of course, I always throw some prayer in there too, because I don't think anybody's life is saved without the help of God. So, you know, we're kind of in this mess because we've done such a damn good job of medical science and progress in medicine. So what is going to be very frustrating for somebody like me, and probably you all as well, is hearing these little bits and pieces that are coming out every week saying, oh, you know what, you don't have to treat that. Oh, you know what, with the cancer, just watch and wait. Oh, you know what, you could really let your grandma walk around with a resting blood pressure of 150 over 90. What? Are you kidding me? So now, all of a sudden, all of that research and all of that work and all of that progress and advancement, now we have to reverse so we could propagate some political agenda? No. So be very, very careful when you hear some of this. Now, can blood pressure medication make grandma loopy? Can grandpa get dizzy because his blood pressure plummeted and, you know, he could fall down the stairs? Absolutely. Okay, I don't ever try to get my seniors down to the 110s. Okay, if they're diabetic, I'd like to get them into the low 120s if we could. But I'm not as aggressive. What I want to do is stop the spikes, which is why those ACE inhibitors and those ARB medications are so important for stopping the spikes. We talked about blood pressure medication. But, you know, so if they want to say, look, you know, you don't want your old person patient, and by the way, 60 is not old. I can't stand when they say that. To me, 60 is still middle age. But I can understand you don't want your 80-year-old grandma to fall down the stairs because of the blood pressure. I get that. All right? But what happens to older people if they don't get cancer? Yeah, I tell you, I've had patients ask me that. Well, Dolly, if I don't have cancer, I've got my colonoscopies, if my heart is good, if everything's good, what's going to kill me? And I, you know, again, I can't say hopefully nothing, you know, hopefully you get to live forever, I don't, you know, but a lot of times that blood pressure starts to spike, and that blood pressure is the scary stuff. I am very scared of blood pressure, and the reason why I'm so scared of it is because it's called the silent killer. Some of you feel your blood pressure, and I believe that. I believe you could feel it, but most people don't feel their blood pressure, okay? Now, and I mean, I don't know how the mechanism is on how you feel it, but some people feel a headache. Some people will just have that innate sense, and I believe that. Even though the textbooks say you can't feel your blood pressure, if you say you know your blood pressure is high, you check it and you feel it, good for you. Good for you. Keep that sixth sense. That's phenomenal. But I am freaked out about the blood pressure because it's unpredictable. I can't predict your blood pressure. I have no clue. I have seen people whose blood pressure was always low. Like my mother, for example, blood pressure always low. All of a sudden, she's doing these weird, funky spikes. What the hell is going on with that? Which means now I got to watch and make sure she's not at risk for stroke. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCSALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Hope you guys got all your Christmas shopping done. I'm saving just a couple of my relatives for the after holiday gifts, right? Because I'm not going to be seeing them until after the holidays anyway. Right? So I might as well wait till after the shopping. Just don't tell them. I can't do the gift certificate thing with them because they think that the gift certificate is like a cop-out. I love gift certificates. I love getting gift certificates, and I love giving them. Right? But they want to, you know, they want to think like I put some thought into it. So now I've got to put some thought into it. I know. I like easy. I don't like to shop. And everybody goes, well, girls like to shop. No, a lot of us women, we can't stand shopping. I hate it. I hate the lines. I hate spending money. I like getting gifts. I like giving gifts. I like shopping for gifts and giving people gifts. But I just don't like the act of shopping. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yes, Dr. Dahlia. Could you tell me what a spinal stenosis is or narrowing of the spine? And possible consequences of that on a person.
Oh, yeah, spinal stenosis, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. Spinal stenosis, it's exactly what you said, the narrowing of the open spaces of your spine. And the way your spine sits, you have the spinal cord. The spine is supposed to protect the spinal cord. And everything seems to run on those nerves coming from the spinal cord, as well as your cranial nerves as well. And so when you have spinal stenosis, you're stenosing, or you're starting to narrow that canal. So then it's going to start impinging some of the nerves. So if you have spinal stenosis, whether it's in your neck, whether it's in your back, you're going to have certain pain or numbness or weakness depending on the level of the compression. Unfortunately, some people with spinal stenosis will even have bladder issues, bowel issues, etc. Now, some people are really, really worried that spinal stenosis could be genetic. I don't really know much about the genetics of it. I know that there's a lot of mechanical issues. Like, for example, you can herniate a disc. If you kind of blow a disc, etc., and some of the inner propulsus, nuclear propulsus kind of escapes, that kind of thing could kind of push and cause the narrowing. You could have some ligaments that kind of start to thicken over time. Of course, you know, you could have a tumor in there. Sometimes you get bony deposits from arthritis, and the bony deposits could form, you know, spurs and things like that, so that could do it, you know, as well. And so, and you know, some people who will have like an injury and inflammation, etc., and then that causes some osteoarthritic changes. So a variety of things happen. You know, it's one of those things where it's progressive. And once anybody starts feeling numbness or weakness in the arms or legs, I definitely urge getting that looked at, okay? Many times your doctor will kind of do an x-ray. It doesn't really help that much for the stenosis, but at least we can see what's going on arthritis-wise, making sure you don't have a fracture, etc. You know, and then, you know, after doctors beg and plead with the insurance company, sometimes we can get you an MRI. Now, the MRI is great. This is one of the best tests because that can actually look to see if there is, like, a little tumor in there, or what's going on with the disc. Do you have a herniated disc, etc.? All right? Sometimes we can even do CTs, right? Depending, like if you have metal in your body, we may have to do a CT, myelograms, things like that. You could do, you know, injections of dye. There's a variety of things they could do to see if that's working. Now, many of you have asked me, what about surgery? Okay, back and forth, they've been going back with, is surgery the best treatment? All right, is surgery the only treatment? Well, it's not the only treatment. I mean, depending on how much stenosis you have, sometimes you could do conservative management, like physical therapy, anti-inflammatories, injections, etc. But if you have something stenosing, if you have something that's actually impinging on the nerve, somebody needs to go in there and release it. Sometimes they'll do a laminectomy. Sometimes they may have to fuse some of the vertebrae. It all depends on what's going on down there. You know, so, you know, good luck with that. I hope you have a really good orthopedist. I always recommend a good orthopedist or neurosurgeon to keep an eye on that. And it's one of those things where, you know, a lot of us get numbness and tingling or sciatica, you know, pain shooting down the back of our leg, and we're like, ah, you know, and we blow it off, you know, because, you know, we don't like going and getting treatment, or we don't have time, et cetera. Just when you go for your routine checkup, bring that stuff up. Just because it's musculoskeletal and doesn't have anything to do with diabetes or high blood pressure, et cetera, doesn't mean it's not important. Okay, spinal stenosis could be extremely debilitating. And many of us, we blow off our arthritic pain because we're like, oh, it's just arthritis. All right, and don't blow that off. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A new study has come out saying using these antidepressants in pregnancy does not cause autism. Okay, remember about a year or two ago, they said, uh-oh, maybe we have to avoid the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors like the Prozac, Celexa, Zoloft, Paxil, etc. All right, SSRIs we've used for depression and anxiety. I don't like to use it for depression. I'd rather use it for anxiety because sometimes it could kind of, you know, put you in a little bit of a funk in and of themselves. But they're phenomenal for anxiety and for having too much crap on your plate syndrome, right, which I like to also diagnose. Or, you know, edgy and grumpy and not sleeping and irritability. These SSRIs are nice. Well, I guess there was one study, with I think within the last year, that showed that if a mom did use these SSRIs, there was a twofold increase that her child would have autism. Then a Swedish study saw a similar pattern. But they said these studies only looked at small numbers of children with autism who were exposed to antidepressants in the womb. This study is supposed to be the largest to date. And this looked at 600,000 children born in Denmark. And they found no clear link between the SSRI use during pregnancy and autism. Now, again, there were only 52 children, I guess, who had autism and exposure to SSRIs in this study that they looked at, even though they looked at 600,000 children born. So that's still not a big enough sample size, but I guess it's bigger than some of these other studies. See, that's the thing. You know, a lot of you guys, you get the information, you get the news, right? And I always try to decipher it and let you know what kind of a study it was. But you'll get a big media headline, and what nobody tells you is there might have only been 10 people tested with that. So they're concluding that with only, what, 10 people? That's not enough. I mean, we need a huge sample size. Just like when you give me a urine sample in the office, don't give me just a little bitty dribble. Give me a meaty sample, a lot of urine. Same thing with your stool samples. We need the meat in the sample size. It's extremely important. All right? According to Dr. Hivid, one of the researchers, right, he said, he said that it could be underlying conditions rather than the drugs that could have been associated with the small autism risk. He doesn't know, it's one of those things where how could one study say there is a risk, one study not. Now, I told you there's one patient who's suing her gynecologist because she said that the Zoloft she was taking caused a heart septal defect in the baby. Again, these happened even before these medications. I don't know if the medication is at risk or not. But, you know, the liability will never go away. And as a pregnant mom, you want to be given the best information that you could. Okay? You know, that's why most of us doctors always say we don't know. You know, about 20 years ago, I started delivering babies in my training about maybe 18 some years ago. We were a lot more gutsy. Okay, so the lawsuits weren't as big and rampant at the time, and so there were a lot of things we let pregnant women do, a lot. We're like, oh, hell yeah, oh, that's fine, that shouldn't hurt you. Yeah, go ahead and take the Zoloft, you can take Sudafed, you can take this medication, you can take this. Oh, Tylenol's category A, it doesn't matter, you can take as much Tylenol as you want when you're pregnant. All right, now we're learning, wait a second, anything can and will be held against you for 18 years after that baby is born. And so now doctors like, no, I wouldn't do this, I wouldn't do this, I wouldn't do this, I wouldn't do this. They document that so at least have some protection. Okay, we don't have the cojones because of the lawsuits. And if anything goes wrong with that child, some lawyer could try to link it to something that really might not have done it, but how do you know and how do you prove it? Just like we talked about with the alcohol. A lot of you want to have a little bit of alcohol. And studies have shown alcohol may not be that bad in very, very small forms. But again, who's going to have the cojones to go out there and say, oh, yeah, go ahead. And then if something happens to the baby later, it could be blamed on that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The problem is, if I sit there and do my show under a blanket, I've done that before where I'm just in my blankie, you know, doing my show, then I start to yawn a lot. Whenever you guys hear me yawn on air, it's not because I'm putting myself to sleep because the show is so boring. It's because I'm all cuddled up in my blanket. And whenever I see a blanket or a pillow, I start getting tired and I start to get yawn. It's one of those Pavlovian responses, which, by the way, for those of you with insomnia, that might be a brilliant thing to do, is to check out some sort of hypnotherapy where you look at a pillow or you look at a blanket. I don't want you just nodding off to sleep right away. I don't really understand how hypnotherapy works. I dig it. I think it's cool. I just don't know much about how that works. But, you know, you look at a pillow, you look at a blanket, you're like, hi, I want to go to bed. And then you go to sleep and you don't need to take the Ambien. I think that's brilliant. All right, well, look into it. 1 in 8 men has the heart attack gene. Oh, that really sucks. Remember how much we thought it sucked when we heard that 1 in 8 women have breast cancer or are going to be having breast cancer? So 1 in 8 men have the heart attack gene. Well, you know, take the gene out. That's what we got to do. You find out if you have the gene and then just get rid of the gene. Go through all your chromosomes and get rid of it. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. It's a flawed DNA. So it's not by default. This is something that's a screw-up, they say, in the DNA. It's found in 1 in 8 men, and it raises your risk of having a heart attack by 38%. It also raises the likelihood of you dying within the next 6 years of the heart attack by the same amount, about 38%. Women can also have the rogue DNA, but only 2 or 3% of us. Now, which is kind of confusing because women, heart disease is on the rise. So is it a DNA issue or is it an environmental issue because of obesity and all the high fructose corn syrup, etc.? Who knows? They say in the future, according to Mail Online, it may be possible to test heart disease patients for the gene and give them a treatment that will boost their odds of survival. Dr. Williams of Duke University of North Carolina began by showing that people with a genetic flaw produce twice as much of the stress hormone cortisol when they're under psychological pressure. Now, we've talked about cortisol. Cortisol is your stress hormone, and it could be bad. It makes you kind of horny in the morning, right? That's why morning sex is good, but it could be bad for the heart. Now, what they did is he tracked thousands of heart disease patients for 6 years and revealed that those with the DNA that made them a little bit extra sensitive to stress with the cortisol were also at higher risk of heart attacks, as well as dying from any cause over the course of the study. In those with heart disease, having the gene was as damaging as smoking or being obese. Wow. Heart attack genes have been discovered before. Let me see if I have the name of the gene. I was looking it up. I believe, hold on a second, it's an interesting name. Oh, come on, where is it? 5-HTR2C. Okay, like R2D2? 5-HTR2C. All right, apparently this was published in Plus One. It's a study published in Plus One. All right, and this was the variation of the DNA. So, you know, the problem with this is, what do you do with this information? I mean, if you are told you have the gene, I mean, what do you do? Are you going to do anything? I mean, what do you do? Do you, I mean, it's a gene. You can't get rid of it, okay? So, you know, do you make out a will? I mean, what I recommend, you know, now that we're able to find these genes, do the BRCA testing, et cetera, the next question is, well, what the hell do we do with this information now? Right, now, the easy thing for me to say as your radio doctor is, okay, well, then just go and get regular checks. If you're at higher risk for heart disease, I want you on a good diet. I want you avoiding your fatty foods. Make sure you get good omega-3s. I would say make sure you have a good exercise program. Have a phenomenal cardiologist that's on your speed dial. Understand the warning signs of cardiovascular disease. Maybe every now and then get a CT angiogram. Why the hell not? Okay, I know it costs bucks, but, you know, 6 years, death within 6 years of having the heart attack, that sucks. So, you know, I would then take a proactive approach, but we don't want to be proactive. We just want to know we're healthy. People don't like to have to go to the doctor. I know some of you are like, no, really. People don't like going to the doctor. You would think that people think I am, like, super duper cool, all right, but I'm not. Okay, I'm not that fun to see, right? We prod orifices, we give you medications, I yell at you for smoking. I mean, I'm not, it's not all fun. I don't sit there and entertain you guys. Yeah, I'll make some people laugh and the kids like it, but for the most part, no, I'm talking to you about some serious stuff. Okay, and I'm telling you things you don't want to hear, like get your act together and quit eating, you know, the way you're eating and quit drinking the way you're drinking. So, you know, going to doctors is fun. So people love to avoid going to the doctor. So people don't want to hear. I know that. You know, when I was told I had a tumor on my ovary and now I was going to have to be constantly screened to make sure I didn't have ovarian cancer because I luckily dodged a bullet on this one. I was grateful and I thank the Lord that I didn't have cancer, but I hated the thought that I have to always keep going in to have that big transvaginal wand go you know where. We don't like going to the doctor. We want to be left alone. Ignorance is bliss. I get that. All right. So if we are able to mass produce a test and mass do a test like this, all right, if this is really the gene responsible for that, all right, whether we can or not, just do the same things that, I mean, just assume you have the gene. And you know, eat right, exercise, check in with the cardiologist. That's what I would do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, some of you have watched The Birdcage. It was a movie, I think, in the 90s, was it? With Robin Williams and I forget the other guy. Oh, my gosh. Nathan Lane. And Nathan Lane would have, I guess, some mood issues. And Salvador, who is, I guess, the, was it Salvador? I forget. He was the, or Spartacus. He was the butler, would give her purin tablets. Now, you know, Robin Williams freaks out going, what are you doing giving her drugs purin? And he goes, oh, it's just an aspirin with the A and the S, scratched off. So aspirin. Now, what was interesting about that is today, an article came out saying, if you pop an aspirin, it could possibly get your temper under control. And we have Fox News reporting and all sorts of variety of news outlets reporting how inflammation and anger disorders are related. Researchers measured markers of inflammation in the blood of 70 people diagnosed with intermittent explosive disorder. This is a condition that involves repeated episodes of impulsive, aggressive, etc. All right? And I guess it sets off inflammation. And now I'm not saying popping an aspirin is going to be a happy pill, but when your interleukin 6 and your CRP starts to rise, that could cause injury. You know how we always say, oh, don't get a heart attack, don't get yourself all worked up and then have a heart attack? Well, that's because inflammation and anger seems to go hand in hand. So Emil Kokoro, who led the research at the University of Chicago, said, we don't yet know if the inflammation triggers aggression or aggressive feelings set off inflammation, but it's a powerful indication that the two are biologically connected. He said, most of these sufferers are impulsive, hostile, and prone to recurrent aggressive outbursts of anger. Researchers found that people diagnosed with this had higher markers of the inflammation. So these purin tablets that we saw from The Birdcage, maybe there's something to that. That's cool. Now, of course, what happened in that movie is it was more of an issue of placebo. You know, somebody pops a pill, they feel better. Some of you guys have done that. You've said Tylenol works like Ambien because you don't realize you took something like a Tylenol and you had thought you took your Ambien and you fell asleep. Well, placebo, remember, you know, all of these medications, when they're tested, they test placebo, and a lot of people on the quote-unquote placebo have the same effect as the medication. It's just the medication is supposed to do better than the placebo. You see? Yeah, that's how it works. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, when we come back in the next hour, we're going to be talking about metabolism. What's the use of dieting and exercise if your metabolism is slow? So we'll talk about how to kick up your metabolism. We'll also talk about what happened at Target, where they believe thousands of us, our credit cards, could have been hacked. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.